Well, I've got to say, looking very rah-rah in a beautiful coloured shirt with a body-hugging cashmere sweater, no doubt, is Adam Fry. Hello, Adam.
Great intro. Thanks, TK.
Thank you for that. Thank you for coming in. Mate, wow, what a week you had, particularly the start of the week, the drama regarding Jacques Poggita, the homophobic slur. Got to say, I think the ARU dealt pretty well with it and dealt with it swiftly.
Oh, look, you would say it was a drama at the start of the week, but it's probably been a positive outcome. And it's interesting. I think everyone that played a role in this, you would say maybe it was not an overreaction, but it was a hard one. Like they said, Pocock should have done it on the sideline and brought up the gesture. They say that the fine was too harsh, that the rules are too harsh, but it's a stance. And I think it's just part of sport these days. It'll be interesting to see where this goes, but... You know, I'm passionate about the cause, and I think it's a great result. And they've even seeing Jackpot, as they call him, training with the convicts and up being in in Sydney overnight. So look, he's very
so the convicts are
Sydney's gay rugby team,
right? So he's been out there training with them.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a PR stunt. I actually genuinely think that he didn't realise what he was saying, and he even said that. And the best thing about the whole situation, it was as soon as it started to come to a head within sort of 12 to 24 hours, he went and saw the coach. The coach said, "I don't stand for it." Action was put in place, so it wasn't too much hearsay. It was, it was well done. But look, David Pocock, he's a pioneer in this area, and he really wants to bring it to a forefront. But that's the real polarising view. Should he have mentioned it on the field or off the field? But my view is he's done the right thing because it's a good result at the end of it.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. The Waratahs took on the Brumbies and they were too good for the Brumbies. That was an outstanding win.
Mm. Yeah, it was an outstanding win. And it was really marred by that situation we were just talking about before. But yeah. Izzy's certainly back. And we said that last week. He is just back to his old form. And I just think, look, the Waratahs showed one thing, that they got a lot of depth because it wasn't their starting forward pack. But they just out-muscled them. And I think the Brumbies would be extremely disappointed with that. I still think they're the top Australian side, but once that Tars team gets momentum, they're going to be tough to beat this year.
We chatted with Ben Robinson yesterday, and he was pretty happy with himself, and so he should be, about the Type 5 and their effort from the Waratahs against the Brumbies. Got to talk about your sport, mate, the old-timers. Reports that Brad Thorne, at the age of 40, some would say 400, but 40, coming back for the Queensland Reds, and Radiki Samoa.
He's back as well. Samo,
He would be close enough to 40 as well for the Melbourne Rebels.
Oh, absolutely. So 40, Brad Thorne, only reports coming through that he may be back in Australian rugby playing for the Reds, but they're just reports. But Radiki Samo, 38, he's back now playing for the Rebels. So great stuff. And speaking of old people, Stephen Hoyles plays his 100th Super game this weekend. He's about 45.
He's
done extremely well to spend 2 years
he was gone, wasn't he?
Comes back.
Trial for a contract, basically, didn't he? Last year, at the beginning of last year, got the full-time gig.
Yeah, and first player to play in the forwards at under 80 kilos. So he's got a lot of stats around him, Hoylesy, and he's done extremely well to get 100 super caps.
When was he under 80 kilos?
When he first started playing rugby.
14s?
No, when he professional rugby.
That's light.
And now he's up to about 85.
Wow,
he's not. He's still
floating in heavy now. Mate, where to for the Reds?
Look, it's an interesting one for the Reds. I think the Lions this week, looking at the markets there, they're a very good side, the Lions. They had a very close win over the Stormers. They should have beaten the Sharks back home. They beat the Rebels last week. And when they played the Crusaders the week before, that scoreline didn't reflect the game. Now, they're coming up against a Red side that are battling for form. They do have Quade Cooper. They do have James O'Connor back in the team. And they're two strike power. But, I think this Lions side are still a good side. Now, if the Lions put up a fight and they get the result, and they showed that last week, they're on a bit of a roll, you don't know what the Red season's going to look like, especially their coaching structure.
So you're saying risk your $5. The $3.30 about the Lions against the Reds, $1.33. Well, I don't want to back the Reds at $1.33.
No, well, look, all I'm saying is of those two, it's really hard to pick the former South Africans. And, look, I just think the Lions are a much better side than what people are saying.
Our Rebels are $5.50 outsiders against the Hurricanes, $1.14, and the Hurricanes are a very good outfit.
It's going to be a tough one for the Rebels, but, look, they did it in round one. They beat the Crusaders. No one tipped them, and they seem to be travelling well. They won in the West there against the Force. Look, that's just going to be a tough game to pick that one, but I'm always going to go with the Rebels.
Waratahs are favourites. No surprise there, $1.22. The Blues, $4.20.
Yeah, who knows the Blues? They're an absolutely they're a tough team to pick. And I think John Kerwin's going to be under the pump. But, look, I think the Waratahs should win and should win well. But who knows? They've dropped some games this year. They sort of should have won.
And Adam, just a quick one, mate. Where's Ewan McKenzie?
I think he's growing a beard in Christchurch. I believe so he's working. He is a town planner by trade, yeah. But he's working. This is only reports, but he's doing good things out in Christchurch. So it's a shame rugby's lost him because he's a pretty good rugby mind, but I'm sure he'll come back bigger and better.
You reckon he'll be back? Yeah, he'll be.
I won't say bigger and better because he tends to blow out, Link. He likes chocolate, but I'll.
You think he'll be back in rugby coaching somewhere?
I hope so.
Yeah. Even if it's a forwards coach or something like that.
If he's doing it, he'll be either
head coach
or CEO. He's a good thinker and a good operator.
That's where you're heading, straight to the big CEO's chair.
Got the boot on. How's that going?
I've got more week in the booth.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying my best not to talk about it, but thanks for bringing it up.
No worries.
I need you to lift for the last 20 slaps.
No, I'm fine, mate. I'm up. I'm pumped.
Okay, let's do it. Thanks for having me in.